Yo, we're back. Co-host Brandon Booty and myself, the Foul Hooked Whitey.
What up, everyone?
What up? Episode 2, part 2 of fly fishing with your spouse or significant other. Good, bad, or ugly. I use good, bad, and ugly a lot when I describe inconsistent things.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's kind of what it is.
Well, it could be good for people, could be bad for others.
And ugly for others. You know, that's the thing, right? And so we were talking about, you know, if you had a choice, and this didn't affect your time out on the water, you just had a choice, would you spend that time with a significant other fishing during your fishing day, your personal fishing day? And you, this is a yes or no answer, I think. I think I can say yes or no to this. I don't want to set myself up here for being rude about past experiences, or, you know, if there's a, you know, woman listening to this that would, you know, who's hot that would want to fish with me. I mean, you know, it's right. I mean, I'm just saying that it, in which I don't want that. I'm recovering.
You don't want to leave the door closed though. You want
the option. But I'm to be still, I'm still into somebody.
Okay. Okay.
You understand how that works?
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. I still love this woman.
Yeah.
Okay. Fuck it. All right. So when it comes to this, you know, fishing with your spouse or significant other, the thing that is the hardest about it for me, and I think this is a gender thing, a male fisherman here, is that it's always my fault.
100% of the time.
It's always my fault. It's like, it's, you know, I mean, you know, it's kind of like, bitch, you know me, you know me. I mean, you think I'm going to fucking be Mr. fucking perfect out here? Right. I mean, seriously. I mean, you should be Mr. Perfect. You should strive to be that cat, but you know, that's not me. What about you? Get blamed?
I think I get blamed. Yeah. I feel like it's rarely my fault. I'm always getting blamed. Right.
Oh, wow.
But I think the biggest thing.
So we're the opposite.
We're the opposite. Yeah.
Right. You don't think it's your fault.
It could be.
My fault.
I'm biased. Right.
Yeah. Fair.
But, you
fair.
Know, I don't think, you know, I think a majority of the time it's not my fault, but I'm going to get blamed.
Okay. Right. Gotcha. Yeah. And yes.
The biggest thing is I feel like they want us to read their minds.
Oh, boy.
Right.
I'm not a mind reader. Oh, fuck. Oh, boy. Jesus, Lord. Well, oh my God, man, that's probably the smartest thing that's been said in these two parts, these two segments, because yeah. And I mean, hey, there's gals out there that are the lead angler in these types of subjects, right? Relationships,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And they're motherfucking probably saying the guy he expects me to read his mind.
Yeah, probably, I don't know. They might be saying the same thing.
I don't know. I talk too much, so there's nothing left to fucking read.
Yeah, and sometimes
I tell a bitch too much.
Yeah, sometimes they just want you to leave them alone and figure it out themselves.
Yeah, know? Well, that's true, and that's you know something, when you're talking as far as the instructional part of the fishing relationship. Yeah. There's no doubt about that, but that's a lot of, you know, my last gal who, you know, she liked to be able to go off on her own to both practice and get her comfort zone going as far as the fishing. And she was very receptive to me helping her instructionally. She's super smart. So it's like, she understands, like, what the fuck do I do with this fly line while my bug's drifting?
You know
what I mean? She was not like going to cast it out there. La, la, la. Hey, I'm doing great. La, you know, no. She was like, okay, how do I do this?
Yeah, what about all this stuff I have?
That's right. She wanted to learn, you know, and she got definitely, in my opinion, you know, good.
Nice.
And you know, I had the best, you're talking about with my women, which there's been so few of, but I've had the best moments with them, and especially my last wife, with them doing well.
Yeah,
that to me was like, I had an experience in Cuba where we went with this guy, and I think I've talked about this, whatever, but we get into an area that's like really in a big, huge lake that you got to kind of crawl through fucking, right, you know, mangrove pathways to get to.
Okay.
Completely enclosed, right? They'll go in there because there's fish in there, and also because it gives you a little bit of break from bad W.
Okay, right? Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, yeah.
You got to go through a cool 50, 60, 80, 150 foot like choke fucking channel. Okay, where, man, you know, you're digging through that shit and helping him get that fucking skiff through there.
Yeah.
Remember, there's a platform behind it. So he's standing up, you know, and there's a point to all this.
Getting caught on a bunch of stuff.
You know, you're getting this experience with this woman who like is like understanding the gravity of this.
Yeah.
Which is, this is fucking cool. So we get in there and holy fuck. In about 5 seconds after stopping the motor, we see some rising tarpon. Right? So I get on one or two, and you know, she gets to see this. She gets to look at this, and right, and she wants this. She wants this. I think she wanted that particularly. Out of all the shit that we did together, like that would be the one thing that would be make her happiest, which would be to stick a fucking nice tarpon, right?
Yep.
So, her turn. And this guide was really good because by now it's windy. There's still fish coming up, but they're in this tough, long, narrow area in a corner of nowhere that ends.
They're out of there.
And the fucking thing's 25, 30 feet wide max. Getting kind of weird wind drops, meaning that, you know, it can actually knock your fly and bug down while you're bringing your cast forward.
Yep.
So it's hard, this setting, but we see these undisturbed rolling tarpon 25, 30, 35, 40 feet away. So she sticks it out up there and ends up hooking up and blowing up a couple. But tarpon are hard unless you really put the fucking wood to them fast, because their mouth are so hard that casually getting a hook in a tarpon is
jam it in there.
You huh? do. Like that's just losing tarpon on a fly is common.
Okay.
They come unbuttoned easier than trout. Let's just put it that way, okay? And, you know, we come away from this area because we kind of blown them up now. She's had a couple. She had a 35, 40-pounder on for, like, 7 seconds, right? Yeah. Just hard.
Yeah.
Okay? So the guide backs us out of there, takes us to a new area. And, again, within a minute or two, there's another group of rolling tarpon. Quiet. Nice setting. Beautiful. Everything's fucking standing still again. Here's these fish. We're thousands of miles away from home in this crazy remote spot in Cuba. And here's those tarpon she wants. Right? Same story. She gets her cast going. She's good enough. You know, for somebody who's fished a modest amount, really. And after 5 minutes, 7 minutes, 8 minutes of trying, bam. She finally hooks into this, I don't know, 15 pounds, 15 to 20 pounds. Decent. Definitely decent. A qualifier for a baby tarpon, right? And brings that motherfucker over to the side of the skiff and lands it.
Hell yeah.
Right? And gets a great picture with it. And that experience right there in what has been and was a tumultuous relationship was everything, because I was able to give her that.
Yeah.
She earned it. It isn't anything like that. I just mean that, like, you know, we went together. She went with me on a hosted trip and she took advantage of that moment she looked forward to. Right. So I just wish you got more credit for that shit.
Yeah. Yeah. That's well said.
Fuck. I just wish you got more credit for that shit. You know, right. It's, huh?
That's well said.
Shit. Yeah. Well, no, it's selfish to say that.
Well, you know.
It is. I mean, isn't it?
I don't think so. Okay. You know, they give you credit for the bad stuff.
Yeah. It's kind of like, you know, you don't really get credit for that type of shit. You don't get, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that, you know, this is some chick that doesn't say thank you. And you're not looking for like a thank you as much as you are just giving her that experience, because you can deliver that. I can.
Yeah.
Right?
And I'm not saying it washes away the bad stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
But it doesn't.
They should at least recognize.
It doesn't wash away the bad stuff.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah. And it shouldn't, right? But right. They should at least recognize that, you know, there was some good there.
You know? Yeah. Well, there certainly was. And that those are those moments that you just, you know, will always be there.
Yeah. Yeah, she'll remember that forever.
You know, well, and so will I.
And so will
you,
yeah.
You know, that's the thing. That's the thing. It's like those are those moments that make that relationship dynamic in a fly fishing couple. And, you know, I want to say, what am I talking about here? I'm talking about two people that would go fishing together 75% of the time if both of them have the day off and one of them's going fishing.
Oh, yeah, I'm not there. I'm not even close to that.
No, I know that. But that's, you're...
That's a lot.
75%. Yeah, I don't know your gal, but she's not really an avid fisherman, right?
No, she likes floating, but she don't like fishing much. But
we're talking about fishing.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm saying, that's a lot. 75% of the time, that's a big chunk.
It is, and you know, I might have overstated that a bit as far as... But that's kind of what I'm talking about. Well, I mean, that for me, I mean...
For you, it makes sense because you don't fish with anyone.
I don't.
But you're significant enough.
I don't.
So that makes sense.
I don't.
Yeah, that makes sense for you.
I don't. No, I don't. I try not to. I mean, I've got a couple of really good friends. Dave Best, one of them. I mean, there's others out there, but like they're the only ones I would fish with. It, just because it's like I know their program. They don't fuck around. I mean,
but
I'm not a bro guy.
Yeah, there has to be good chemistry.
Yeah, I'm not a bro guy. I'm a gal guy.
Yeah, yeah.
You get that?
Yeah.
You're right.
I'm not saying I'm a bro guy. That sounds
I didn't mean bro guy as in gay bro guy. I meant bro guy meaning that, again, during those moments that you have to fish with yourself.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Not when you're working.
Yeah.
Right? Not when I'm with somebody. I mean, just that personal time. I'm just saying that, I mean, I'm not going to do that with another dude.
Yeah, like, yeah, that makes sense.
I don't need that type of anything when it comes to from another guy. I have my friends. It's not that. It's just that I'm a fucking lone wolf.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's the truth. That's so cheesy to say, especially because I'm a beaver. I'm a sugar beaver, as you know.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of a lone wolf when it comes to fishing. So for me to adopt that time with my gal, I don't think they get what you're giving them.
And I don't think they get that the fact that you're willing to share that with them, how big a deal it is.
Right.
I think it's a big deal.
I mean, that's kind of why I'm bringing this up in this podcast, is that, like, to me, it is a big deal. That the whole dynamic of the subject is a big deal because, again, we're talking about somebody that you it's not somebody you just want to bang. You love them. You might love them, or right? It's more than just you know, teaching a dimwit how to fish.
Yeah.
Right. highly sexist.
To go off of that, though, I will say
yes. And I'm not talking calling women dimwits. I'm just saying that, like, you know, it's to me teaching a woman to fish and making her happy with her results, to me, that's as fucking romantic as I get.
Yeah, that's a good. There's romanticism in it.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's as romantic as I get. That's a shitty, you know, that's a shitty comment about your game as a man when it comes to, you know, wooing or seducing a woman. But it is.
Well, when you're fishing for those tarpon and it's quiet and all you hear is nature. And it's, you know, you're so quiet.
Yes.
You know, there's something to that.
Yeah. And that's kind of what I meant about why that will always be that moment with her, with me, is because of all of that combined. You asked me a podcast or two, does the setting, does the river, does the blah, 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 does it matter in that fly fishing orgasm? Right. You asked me that. Yeah. And I immediately replied, no, just because, you know, an orgasm is an orgasm if it's a good one. But I was wrong. All right? I was wrong. Because that location, that setting, that person, that moment, it was because of all of that.
Yeah, it was.
It all comes together. It was. And there was just something about that. And what I'll always remember about that moment with her, and it'll be the last thing I say on it, is that, you know, she understood that. She felt that. I know she did.
Yeah.
So I'll wrap it up with this. I had one of these rough moments with somebody who, because of that rough moment, I just mean arguing, we basically didn't fish together that day, right? Like, I was a fucking moron and went fishing instead of making it right with her, or trying to, right?
Yeah.
And she was a moron because of what she did afterwards, right? Okay, so we both had a hand in this argument, right? Here's the point. I get in this fucking boat with a good friend of mine in the Bahamas, Jer-Bear, okay? And he's like, where's blah, blah, blah? I'm like, oh, she's not fishing today. And then I make just some two-sentence, three-sentence comment to him about just something to do with, what the fuck is it with women? Just something stereotypical, right? Cro-Magnon, yeah. Fucking thick skull male comment, right? And this bohemian friend of mine who, you know, talks in a higher voice says, it's all he fucking said was, they're creatures. And that summed it up for me, yeah. Fast. Yeah. Like they're creatures, meaning that they're wonderful creatures, clearly. But when the shit goes awry, fishing with them, for me, is a lot extra baggage. That might cost me, right?
Yeah.
No?
I don't know. I don't want to say it's extra baggage on my part.
I don't mean like she is extra baggage in you know, fishing with me. That's not what I mean.
Okay.
I apologize. That's not what I meant.
That's not what they're going
to
take it.
I apologize. That's not what I meant. What I meant is it's extra baggage as far as stuff having to deal with in here.
Yeah, yeah. And that was the point that's I was all trying to make.
You know, it wasn't the fact. I mean, trust me, if I don't bring extra baggage tarpon fishing with me.
Yeah, that was the point I'm trying to make. When you have stuff in your head like that and you're not on.
Yeah.
Well, day, you know
that's
what I mean?
My point.
And you got to be quick. That, yeah, mess your day up.
And that's why I'm such an avid, you know, just dumb angler, is that day, instead of me going out there on what wasn't even a good fishing day with bad weather, I didn't stay there and just, you know, be... the better angling partner.
Even though you're out there, you weren't there mentally.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
All right. So that's it. Episode 2, fly fishing with your spouse or significant other, good, bad, or ugly. I think we've determined that it's all that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good, bad, and ugly. Right. At least it has been for me. So, all right. You got anything else?
No, thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah, thank you very much, whoever you are. Okay, so that's it. Foul Hooked Whitey for Brandon Booty. We're out.